Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's my favorite part of the week. Hopefully it is yours, because for the next hour or so, we've got lots of important health information to send your way. Our number, 888-302-3684. I notice that calls are sometimes a little sparse during our first hour of the program. That is because, well, the bulk of our audience, although we have many affiliates across the country, they hear the show live from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And a lot of people who listen to this program, it's on delay. So when they call 888-302-3684, the program may not be on the air. So jot down that number, those of you who wish to call, because any Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time, you can call in and reach us with your question. We can have a conversation. 888-302-3684. We got lots of stories to share with you. We're going to look at the potency of a natural therapy for treating hypertension. It's truly remarkable what it can do, because it exceeds the benefits of many available drugs without the side effects for treating high blood pressure. Also, any of you a fan of the show House? It's a show that went off the air, I guess, a couple of years ago. But a lot of people were inveterate fans of the show House, which was usually medical mystery, was presented. And in a recent interesting case, German doctors watched the show, and by observing British actor Hugh Laurie, they got a clue to a very esoteric medical problem. We'll take a look at that in just a few moments. 888-302-3684 is our number. All right, where to get started? Let's talk about vitamin D. Vitamin D, recently, there was a review of vitamin D that got a lot of press, saying that vitamin D isn't really what it's cracked up to be. Vitamin D, not that important. Well, au contraire, according to a new article that was presented at a meeting of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Why orthopedic surgeons? Well, they deal with hip fractures and knee replacements. And what they did in the study is they looked at the levels of vitamin D in people who get hip fractures or who require knee replacements. Now, you might say, well, in certain parts of the country, very far north, especially in the winter, vitamin D levels can plummet. But no, this study was done in sunny California. The researchers compiled records from patients in California. The orthopedic clinic was based in San Jose, California. And what they found was quite dramatic. Of those patients with hip fractures, 66% were classified as having deficient or insufficient levels of vitamin D. And 54% of those undergoing joint replacement also had insufficient vitamin D. So by this time, many of you know about measuring vitamin D. If you go to a conventional laboratory, they'll tell you that normal levels of vitamin D range from 20 to around 80 or 100 on a conventional test. 20 represents deficiency. But somewhere in between 20 and 40 is a range that we call insufficiency. Not outright deficiency, where you're going to get rickets, a clinical disease, but not enough to maintain adequate bone. So here were the scores for the patients in the hip fracture group. On average, their vitamin D levels were 26. That's just barely enough to avert outright deficiency. And in the total joint replacement group, the people who got knee replacements, hip replacements, it was just 30. So the insufficiencies were especially pronounced among people over 70. Those over 70, 67% were judged deficient or insufficient in vitamin D. And of the women in the study, 67% of those in the hip fracture group were deficient or insufficient. So there was a troubling finding from the study, which was that many of the patients with fractures were injured in relatively low-energy, low-impact events. Now, I've had a hip fracture, but having checked my vitamin D wasn't insufficient. I just had a very high-impact bicycle crash. And yes, that's a way you can break your hip, no matter how strong your bones are. You can't be completely indestructible, no matter how much vitamin D you take, if you crash on your bike. But in this case, one of the disturbing findings was that the patients had injuries from events like a fall from a standing position. You know, it's a low energy event. You know, you just like, you know, you're standing and all of a sudden you lose your balance, you fall, boom, your hip fractures. That shouldn't happen. The lead researcher in the study said she was surprised by the findings. She says, quote, some studies show that if you live below the 32nd parallel, that if you go back to geography class, that's a measure of latitude, how far north or south you are. If you live fairly south in Los Angeles, you don't need to worry about vitamin D because you get enough sun exposure to make your own. And this new study shows that for many people, this is simply not the case. So people need to take additional vitamin D. All right. Let's talk to one of our callers. 888-302-3684. Calls are coming through. Let's talk to Jim, who's in Sheridan, Wyoming. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
How you doing?
Great. I had prostate cancer, and it developed very, very quickly. It went from a PSA of 4 to 6 to 13 to 20 to 26.2
yeah.
in a very short time, and a biopsy said, yes, you do. So part of the cancer cells had escaped into the lung, and my doctor suggested hormone therapy since...
Yeah, and I would agree. There, you know, we talk about natural therapy for many conditions, but there you need to really put the fire out because the velocity of increase of PSA suggests a very aggressive disease. So you got the hormone therapy.
Yes, sir. And the PSA went to zero very quickly. This had been all about 3 years ago, I guess.
Great.
And also, my testosterone has gone to zero. And I wondered if, you know, the difference between zero testosterone and all the health benefits that comes from that may be worse than zero PSA.
Well, that's a fascinating question. And, you know, this is actually something that urologists and oncologists are studying. So here's the deal. You know, testosterone fuels prostate cancer, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, clearly if prostate cancer were to be caused by testosterone, it'd be younger men who'd get prostate cancer, who have the highest testosterone. So one way to cut off the growth and stop the progression rapidly, as in your case, of prostate cancer is to completely ablate or stop testosterone production. This is actually a form of chemical castration. I mean, it's not literal castration with a, you know, with a scalpel. It's
sure.
cutting off your testosterone. So you're successfully treating the cancer, and that's a good trade-off. Well, the problem is that some studies suggest that because you really cut the testosterone, that you may not extend the life of a patient because low testosterone is a risk factor for heart disease. I know that's an important argument. In your case, I would say, you know, because of the aggressiveness of the cancer, the trade-off is in favor of continually blocking your testosterone so you don't fuel the growth of the cancer. But some studies are now looking at the possibility that after a while, after men seem to be in remission from prostate cancer, they can once again resume taking testosterone. There are even some studies, and this is now being undertaken at Memorial Sloan Kettering, one of the top cancer hospitals in the country. They're actually looking at the possibility that in men who no longer respond to androgen blockade, that giving a little testosterone may not only be safe, it may be beneficial in advanced prostate cancer that is no longer responsible to hormone blockade. So it's a little complicated field here. For the time being, I think you're better off not getting testosterone. But, you know, keep in mind that there's some downsides to hormone therapy to, you know, to block your natural hormones, because testosterone seems to offer some protective effects against diabetes and heart disease. Thanks for that. Thanks for that good call. And all the best to you. Look, you're doing great. Congratulations. I mean, you know, PSA zero, that's good news. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm taking your phone calls, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we pioneer new ways to help people get premium omega-3 nutrition while maintaining the highest standards of safety, quality, and sustainability. Nordic Naturals sources its fish from some of the cleanest waters on Earth and selects only flourishing species that are naturally low in toxins and high in omega-3s. During production, every batch of fish oil used in our products is third-party tested to ensure that they meet international omega-3 industry standards for purity, using methods established by the World Health Organization. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A big week for us because we just launched our new website. We had a website, but we've been working, toiling for months to develop a highly interactive, brand new website. It is loaded with information, and it's also got links to our store where you can purchase many of the supplements that we talk about here on the program. Supplements like EGCG, extract, olive leaf, CM Core, many of the hard-to-get supplements that are only dispensed by physicians. You can find them at drhoffman.com. And lots of information, links to podcasts, many of my blogs and articles. And you can literally spend days reading the stuff at drhoffman.com. So check it out, test drive it, and give us your feedback. All right, let's talk now to Michael, who's calling us from Manhattan. Hi, Michael. How are you doing? Hi.
Nice to talk to you. I'm glad I can still get you online.
Yeah, indeed. So okay. You're listening. You're listening online. You're taking advantage of the fact that we've got online capabilities.
There's not too many people, and I can get through pretty easily.
Yeah, great, great.
Okay, anyhow, I'm scheduled in the next few months for it, hip replacement. I'm pretty nervous about it. I've been diagnosed with, you know, no cartilage left.
Right.
And, you know, I really am not having a good time with that. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, I encourage my patients, once they're bone on bone and, you know, they've exhausted all the possibilities, you know, I think nutritional therapy has great potential in slowing the progression of arthritis. But once you've lost your cushioning cartilage, there's not a lot you can do. You know, there's sometimes you can take injections of cartilage material, hyaluronic acid. Sometimes that works for the knee. Maybe it works for the hip sometimes. But after a while, you need the joint replacement. So I encourage my patient to get take advantage of this high-tech breakthrough. We're, you know, just like the replacement parts for people. You know, we outlive our body parts these days. Our core may be sound, but our musculoskeletal system sometimes deteriorates on a faster schedule. So patients get a total new lease on life from these procedures. And the key is to take proper nutrition around that to get to an optimal weight before it, be on a good diet. Because, you know, if you go into it obese, your chances of success are less good.
I'm pretty skinny, and I've always been very active, you know.
Well, good. Then you're in good shape. So I believe in what's called prehab instead of rehab. Yes. In other words, don't wait till after the fact to start, you know, doing the exercise and get in better shape. Increase your mobility, optimize your weight, take beneficial nutrients to increase your healing and recovery. We offer intravenous nutrients sometimes to patients who are about to undergo knee replacements and hip replacements, and they breeze through it. They do really well. They don't really require a lot of recovery time. So there is a hazard, however, and if you know, Al, if you'll pot down Michael, I'm going to share this with you, and that is, here's an interesting story out of Germany. German doctors recognize symptoms from a TV episode to diagnose the challenging medical mystery of a 55-year-old patient who had bizarre symptoms. You ever watch House? House, I mean, I watched it and I go, how the heck do they come up with these obscure, crazy diseases? Stuff that you never even heard. Like one episode, they had a woman who was having blood coming out of her nose and ears, just spontaneously. Nobody could figure it out. She was hemorrhaging. Finally, House comes up with a diagnosis. This sardonic way he comes up with a diagnosis. The diagnosis is that she's menstruating from her nose and ears. She has what's called ectopic uterine tissue in her nasal passages. And that can happen. That's like a 1 in 20 million hit. A rare, very, very rare phenomenon. But medically correct, and it makes for interesting TV drama. So anyway, these German doctors were watching House because it's kind of fun. You know, it's like as a doctor, you kind of goof on it. And it's interesting to see this guy get away with basically kicking his patients around. But he's so brilliant that it doesn't matter. He has absolutely no bedside manner, but his brilliance wins out. So in this case, this patient had fever, swollen lymph nodes, hearing loss, and vision loss. And nobody could figure this out. And what turned out to be the case is the patient had a hip replacement with a type of hip replacement that has now been recalled. It's a metal-on-metal hip replacement, and it has high levels of cobalt. And the cobalt leaks into the surrounding tissue, and it causes systemic toxicity. And there's actually a similar case in this week's New England Journal of Medicine, a medical mystery where this patient developed such severe heart failure that she required a heart transplant. They couldn't figure out what was going on with her. They gave her a new heart. But it turned out that it was her hip replacement that was at fault. It was leaking high levels of cobalt. Cobalt, a unusual heavy metal, was getting into her system. And it caused all kinds of problems. Very serious problems. And ultimately, the solution was to pull that sucker out of her body and replace it with a more inert material, a material that didn't leak cobalt and heavy metal residues into her system, and she was fine. So this can happen. And, of course, these devices, it was recognized, unfortunately, much too late that these devices were causing problems. They were taken off the market. But, getting stuff put into your body, sometimes there's a downside. All right, we're going to take more of your phone calls, 888-302-3684. We're going to take a look at a potent remedy for hypertension. It's natural. And we'd like to hear from you, 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, one of our proudest features of Intelligent Medicine. You know, we don't make stuff up here in this program. It's all based on real information, where we cull the medical literature and press reports to come up with the stories that we share with you. And there's this new innovation on our website, drhoffman.com, under Listen. We list the references to the stories that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. So for example, if you want a little more in-depth reading on this phenomenon of cobalt toxicity due to the faulty hip replacement devices, click the Listen button at drhoffman.com, and under that you'll see resources, and then you'll be able to actually find a link to the specific article that we just discussed. So, you know, an enhanced way of getting information to improve your listener experience to Intelligent Medicine. Let's talk now to Cheryl. Cheryl's calling us via WBSM in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling because I have low vitamin D. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. I heard you talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned because my vitamin D was a 12.
Wow, that's extremely low. That is deficiency, true deficiency.
Yeah. And I am on 10,000 units twice a week, and I had it retested again, which was about 2 months later, and it's a 25 now.
Okay, so you're making progress. You've gone from deficiency to insufficiency.
Okay.
If this were like a college course, you've gone from an F to a D.
Okay.
Okay, which isn't good.
Uh-huh.
And here's the problem. This, you know, it sounds like a whopping dose to whatever health professional is giving you the vitamin D. It's like, oh my goodness, we're going to really pull out all the stops here and give you, hold on, wait for it, 10,000 international units of vitamin D twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, what you might do for a period of time is take 10,000 a day, but under proper guidance, because you need to get your vitamin D levels checked perhaps every 3 to 6 months to see where they're going.
Yes.
But if you were a patient under my care, I would be more aggressive about getting it up, because it if it's that low, it's going to take a lot to bring it up. But another maneuver that you can undertake is some doctors are willing to prescribe 50,000 international units once a week. That'll average to about 7,000 per day. But, you know, let's do the math here. You're taking 20,000 per week. That's about 3,000 per day. It's slightly less than 3,000 per day. And that's good, because it's going to eventually build you up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's no danger of toxicity with a short period of 10,000 per day. And,
Okay. Again,
you know, get checked, because if you get past 100, then you're going to the toxic range.
Okay.
But do you have any health problems that might be associated with that? Are you osteoparotic?
My question is, not that I know of, but should I go for a bone scan? Should I be taking calcium?
Okay, well, how old are you?
50.
Okay, so you absolutely should get a baseline DEXA, which is a test to see whether you have osteoporosis. You haven't had that yet?
No.
Well, that's routinely done at the time of menopause. That's an essential test to see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes before, if you have a, you know, a lot of risk factors, say you've been on steroid medication for asthma or colitis or you know, something like that, then you know, then you would do it earlier.
Well, I have like irritable bowel syndrome, fibromyalgia, migraine.
Fibromyalgia. Oh my goodness, there's so much literature on how vitamin D ameliorates fibromyalgia. But if your vitamin D is 26, you're not going to get those benefits. So if a fibromyalgia patient, many of my patients benefit from, you know, 10,000 international units per day with fibromyalgia. You will see over a period of time, if you get your vitamin D levels up to 50, 60, 70, you're going to see maybe not a complete elimination of every ache and pain you experience, but an amelioration of that problem. And, oh, by the way, at 50, you're going through menopause, so I would check your hormones as well. That's another cause of fibromyalgia in women 50.
Well, I've starting to feel better with my level going up.
There you go.
Yeah.
In other words, you only just begun to feel better because your levels are still what would be considered insufficient. But you see, going from a 14 to a 26, even that has improved your fibromyalgia. So, you know, you're on the right track. I think you should be a little more aggressive. Again, you need to be under the supervision of a health professional when you're taking a lot of vitamin D and, you know, get tested.
Yes, I am.
I do my patients.
I just got my rheumatologist.
Yeah. And your rheumatologists sometimes get on board with us, but they're a little too timid about vitamin D, in my opinion. All right. Let's talk about what I promised to talk about, a potent natural therapy for high blood pressure, a problem that affects, probably half of Americans over the age of 50. In fact, these days it's the rare patient over the age of 65 who's not taken some kind of blood pressure medication, I've found. I certainly am not, and many of my healthy patients aren't, but, you know, the average person is on high blood pressure medication. Flaxseed, not flaxseed oil, but actually whole flaxseed. Because flaxseed contains omega-3 fatty acids, but the type of omega-3 fatty acid, alpha-linolenic acid, that flaxseed contains does not convert that readily into EPA and DHA. In fact, virtually no conversion to DHA. And those fish-derived omega-3 fatty acids are actually more helpful, in my opinion, for cardiovascular disease and for high blood pressure. But it's not the oil from the flaxseed. So have not the flaxseed oil, have the whole flaxseed, because the lignans and fiber, along with the omega-3 fatty acids, together may provide benefits to patients with cardiovascular disease. So they did a study in which they gave patients flaxseed. And what they found was, sure enough, the amount was 30 grams of milled flaxseed per day. So think of a vitamin C capsule or a fish oil capsule as being 1 gram. So the amount that would be 30 grams, that would probably be about 5 or 6 tablespoons of flaxseed per day. Now, that's a lot, but you can sprinkle it on salad. You can put it into smoothies. It is something that you can sprinkle on your broccoli. Get it into your diet because it will help to lower your blood pressure. Patients who entered the trial with a systolic blood pressure greater than 140 had a reduction of, get this, 15 points in systolic blood pressure and 7 points in diastolic blood pressure. That's the second number. So, you know, if this were a new drug that were up for approval by the Food and Drug Administration, it would immediately be approved because, A, it's safe, and B, it's extremely effective, but not made by the pharmaceutical industry. It's something you can get at a health food store, and so thus it's thought to be some form of inferior natural medicine. So clearly, major antihypertensive effects achieved by a simple dietary intervention with fresh ground flax seed. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with 4 key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Chiodophyllus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Are you worried about your kids and family having too much sugar in their diets? Then switch to great-tasting spry xylitol gums and mints from Clear, the world's leading xylitol experts. Xylitol is a natural sweetener that has nearly identical taste to table sugar. It tastes great. Clinical trials have shown the dental benefits of using gum and mints made with xylitol after meals and snacks. Bacteria cannot break down xylitol, and this leads to less plaque and less acid to cause cavities. And spry xylitol gum and mints are perfect for anyone on a sugar-restricted diet, as xylitol has a low glycemic index of 7 compared to sugar's level of 83. Spry xylitol gum and mints are recommended by dentists, medical doctors, periodontists, pediatricians, and many health organizations worldwide. Spry costs the same as regular gum and mints, and you get the added health benefits. Look for Spry gum and mints at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural products retailers everywhere.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. All right, here's some Intelligent Medicine for breast cancer. And, you know, we reported on something similar a couple of weeks ago. Melatonin, which is the substance that is associated with sleep and darkness, appears to have a regulatory effect on prostate cancer. It slows the progression of prostate cancer, active prostate cancer, may offer some hope to prevent prostate cancer. Interestingly, melatonin also, if you don't have prostate cancer, but your prostate is acting up at night, if you're a man, you wake up a couple of times at night, disturbs your sleep, due to BPH or enlarged prostate, well, it actually can help to prolong sleep and avoid nighttime wake-ups. Not by zonking you out, but it may have a direct effect, not just on sleep quality, but on the prostate itself. So that's good news on the prostate front. Similarly, new study just out, melatonin shows potential to slow tumor growth in certain breast cancers. And you know, by the way, this is not to suggest that melatonin is a standalone treatment for breast cancer. Melatonin is something that can be used, especially in combination with certain anti-cancer drugs, because it controls angiogenesis, which is the formation of new blood vessels. New blood vessels supply cancer metastases with nutrients. And if you, in a sense, choke off the nutrients by suppressing angiogenesis, which is the genesis of new blood vessels feeding cancer, then you can slow the progression of cancer. So this study done in mice who had a form of breast cancer similar to that humans have, those treated with melatonin had smaller tumors after 21 days. And in the group not treated with melatonin, the size of the tumors increased significantly over the short period of time. Remember, everything sped up in mice. That's actually why they like to study mice, because everything is happening on a much faster time scale. They live shorter, but the cancers develop and progress more rapidly. And these results, they say, suggest that melatonin has the potential as a therapeutic agent for breast cancer, which, by the way, is something that we have known for a long time. And when I provide melatonin to women who've had breast cancer, or perhaps they've had a strong family history of breast cancer. They're concerned about developing it, that they've had abnormal mammograms, and they're on some nerve-wracking vigil to see if they're going to come down with breast cancer. I prescribe not just the dose of melatonin that's helpful for sleep, but that would be 1, 2, or 3 milligrams at bedtime. I prescribe 20 milligrams. That appears to be a higher dose that can suppress breast cancer and prostate cancer. And don't worry, melatonin is not something that is like Valium, you know, where you take one and you feel groggy. You take too much, you'll never wake up. You know, it can you can overdose. Generally, there's a threshold whereby it helps sleep, and beyond that, it doesn't really sedate you very much more or make you drowsy or hungover the next day. So 20 milligrams of melatonin for prostate cancer, breast cancer, this is from a new study just out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back with more Intelligent Medicine.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. And there was a guy who won the Nobel Prize back in the early 1900s. He was a Russian named Eli Metchnikoff. And one of his theories, this is 100 years ago, was that microbes in the intestinal tract could release toxins that might affect the rest of the body. This was then termed endotoxemia, the notion that you can have intestinal toxicity or auto-intoxication. And this was thought to be a very novel theory, and it sort of has lain dormant for over a century. But the new theory, or the old theory, is being revived in a new form, according to research that just came out. Headline, Probiotics, Therapeutic Potential in Autism. We know that there's a gut-brain connection. We know that if you develop a condition called leaky gut, if inflammation or allergy in the gut disrupts your intestinal barrier, then toxins from the intestine, toxins produced by harmful bacteria, can actually get into your bloodstream and travel to the brain and make you feel lousy. There are some studies that suggest that by taking probiotics, you can improve your mood. But these studies, just completed by investigators at California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, show that treatment with a specific probiotic, it's called Bacteroides fragilis, it alleviates autism-like behaviors in a mouse model of autism. Now, we're a little leap away from proving that this is the case in humans. But we're hot on the track of a very plausible strategy for improving the status of kids with autism and people in general with the brain disorders. Because if you can balance the gut, put helpful bacteria, the specific species that normalize the gut, and if you eliminate the bad guys from the GI tract, that you may have a profound effect on metabolism. This may also work on obesity. Studies show that some helpful bacteria, and you know, this is the holy grail of probiotic research, we can find the specific ones, helpful bacteria can help to aid weight loss. They actually have an impact on your overall metabolism. So if you're sick and bloated and toxic, clearly you're not going to feel good, and this is going to have an impact on your thinking and focusing and so on. All right, we got a little while before we join our audience in New York City on the new 710 WOR, but get ready to call us. 888-302-3684 is our number. Check out our new website this week. Subscribe to our newsletter, radio program at AOL.com. State you like the newsletter. You've got lots of useful stuff there, and I think you'll enjoy it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.